Good morning, full sunshine and warm temperatures to start the work week across interior New York and New England, with a dominant ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft in control across the eastern third of the country. We are seeing a few scattered thunderstorms across the international border past Montreal now and back out toward the west over the Great Lakes. These showers and storms associated with a cold front, which will make a slow approach over the next 24 hours. But with the ridge in control, temperatures will climb steadily today through the 70s and 80s. Most everyone will be in the lower 90s this afternoon, with increased humidity making it feel even a few degrees warmer for the second half of the day. The weather will stay dry into the night tonight with that ridge of high pressure in control, although the front will approach from the west and bring us some cloud cover overnight. Temperatures will be back towards 70. With that front slowly heading into and through the region tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and we run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 80s. It'll still be humid through the day tomorrow until that front works its way through. Changes heading in our direction, though, behind the front starting on Tuesday night, but more noticeable on Wednesday. High pressure building in from southern Canada will bring us full sunshine during the day, although the humidity will be down dramatically, and it'll feel much more comfortable and pleasant with highs in the middle and upper 70s. More sunshine and low humidity on Thursday, with highs again in the 70s, before the moisture starts to increase again with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday, and temperatures pushing into the upper 70s to around 80. Right now, it looks like scattered thunderstorms will be possible also for both days over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of eastern Wyoming, Nebraska Panhandle, and southwestern parts of South Dakota. An amplifying upper trough over the Great Basin will begin to eject into north-central parts of the High Plains into this evening, with increasing high and mid-level southwesterly winds. In concert with this large-scale scenario, relatively rich low-level moisture will continue to develop west-northwestward with the upslope flow. Given the timing and degree of forcing for ascent and moisture, storms should steadily increase initially across the northern Rockies, forming into supercells capable of very large hail and some tornadoes, especially across eastern Wyoming, into the Nebraska Panhandle, southwestern South Dakota, and possibly northeastern parts of Colorado. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 3E is located about 60 miles south of Salina Cruz, Mexico, and moving toward the northwest near 3 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue throughout the day. On the forecast track, the center of the tropical cyclone will be near the west coast of Mexico by tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is expected, and the depression is forecast to become a tropical storm before making landfall. But the main concern with this storm is rainfall, as it is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 5 to 10 inches with possible isolated maximum amounts of 20 inches. These rains may produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 54 degrees, and a northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 66 degrees, the dew point 61, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 90s, Boston sunny and hot mid-90s, and Buffalo mostly sunny and a breeze off the water, keeping highs in the mid to upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 92 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 80, that's 14 degrees above normal. No rain yesterday, 1.84 inches for the month, which is 41 hundredths above normal, and 20.75 inches for the year, which is 4.54 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees. The average low, 56. the record high 94 set in 1949 and the record low 38 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, hot, and humid today, with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hot sun, humid today, with highs in the lower to mid 90s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny, hot, and humid today in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, hot, and humid today with highs around 90. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or storm, mid to upper 80s. Sunny and pleasant Wednesday and Thursday, mid to upper 70s with lower humidity. And scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 70s Friday, 80s Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.